Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another amazing episode of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I have returned once again, and they still call me Pastor John McClain, and I am with the man that they still call Andreas Ruiz, and he is still the most motivational man with I Believe in Myself. Thank you for being here with me once again, brother.
Yes, let's do it, man.
How was your week? Was it a good week?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah. I want to think in your life, and actually my life, we're both pretty blessed men.
Yeah.
Most weeks are pretty amazing weeks.
They really are.
And we thank God for that.
Yes.
Yeah, and that being said, I guess let's just get the party started. Let's give God the grace right out the jump. And we'll start with one of my favorite prayers, the Serenity Prayer. And it goes something like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.
Nice.
Damn. And we have also Dr. J in studio with us.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we got lucky today. We got her a little early in studio.
I know.
With us, Dr. J in the house.
Yep.
And we will have her for the second part of the show with key number 7, which another one of my favorites because it has exclamation point at the end, and it's think big.
Mm-hmm.
So those who aren't thinking big, it's about time for you to get a paradigm shift today.
There you go.
And those who were thinking big, it's time for you to start thinking bigger.
There you go.
And speaking of thinking bigger and the perfect transition and pivot, we'll have Andreas with the I Believe in Myself tip of the week.
Let's do it. Awesome. Mm. Awesome. So today's tip of the week, I want to talk about owner versus victim. And I was listening to this great audio by Steve Chandler, my coach, and he's an amazing coach. I really love what he does. And he talked about the owner and the victim. And he talks about these mentalities that we have. I know for me, I was a victim for many years. Mm-hmm. I always thought that, you know, my mom should do this for me, my dad, that the world should do things for me. I was always the victim. I was always saying, why me? Mm-hmm. Why is this happening to me? And like Les Brown says, well, why not you? You know, who would you rather be? Your neighbor, your mom, your dad?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be you if you still continue to complain. So this whole thing about owning your life is really important for everybody to learn, especially at an early age, which I did not learn. I had to learn the hard way. But he talks about how sometimes we have to what we have to ask ourselves, what can I learn from this experience that I'm having right now? What can I get from this experience? Rather than telling ourselves, for example, the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
you know, what can I learn from this? What can I get from this? But some people say, oh, we'll get through it somehow. We'll get through it. You know, we'll just pray to God, and, you know, nothing wrong with that. Let's pray to God, but then there's no action.
Mm.
Or we'll pray to the universe, kind of like the law of attraction, where people say, oh, I want $1 million. We'll get through this and we'll make it. And you just sit there and do nothing. You just eat a sandwich and wait for the $1 million to come through. And it's not going to happen. You have to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the difference between an owner and a victim. An owner is always saying, what can I learn from it? What can I get from it? And what can I do about this? The victim is, how can I get through it?
Mm.
Or we'll get through it. Hopefully, those words are hopefully is saying, well, I hope it happens, but you have to have this faith that it will happen. You have to start speaking, because your words are powerful. They turn to a thought, a feeling, an action. You get a result. You get a lousy result. You're going to tap into very little potential, which will lead to very little action, very little results, lousy results. Then you will have no belief. You have no belief, little potential, little action, little results. And then before you know it, you give up. You say, I knew this wasn't going to work. And it was because you didn't take any action. And another thing that owners do is they talk about life, how life is a gift. Man, life is so wonderful. I love my life. They look at life like this, this amazing thing, this amazing gift that they have in, that they have. And the victim now says, oh, life sucks. Life is difficult. Life is a blah. I think I saw that on a maybe bumper sticker or something. Life is a blah. I think it says blah. I think I could be wrong. Yeah, I think, yeah, something like that. Yeah. So they're saying that life is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I would live my life. And when you're living from that, life is unfair, life is this, then you're going to suffer. You're going to continue to be on the same path. You're not focusing on the solution. And that's what we have to start doing. We have to start focusing on the solution and not the problem. But we focus so much on the problem that it starts to grow, it starts to expand. Where energy goes, energy flows. And so if you continue to put that energy on the negative, you'll continuously live negatively. But we have to look at these problems as, like a great mentor of mine said, as opportunities. So this problem can be turned into an opportunity for you to learn and grow, rather than saying, oh, this problem is just so bad. And no, it's an opportunity for you to learn. It's an opportunity for you to grow. And it's very simple. Just that little tweak in the wording and the way you ask yourself the questions, it could just be, but it's so life-changing just by you changing the language and just using phrases like, I want to, I get to, I choose to, I will. This morning, honestly, my health was really bad. Like, I was feeling like my stomach was killing me. And I said, oh my God, I don't think I'm going to go to do the radio show. I don't think I can. I was being a victim. And I said, what can I do about this? Where's the solution? What can I do? So then I found the solution, started doing something to make my stomach feel better. I feel way better than what I did before in the morning. In the morning, I was just dead. But now I feel way better. And it was just something, you know, I ate something that didn't go well, and it's okay. I'm alive. But imagine if I would have stayed in that victim mode and said, oh, you know what, John, I'm not going to be able to make it, man. My stomach hurts. You understand. And no, I'm going to get through it. I'm going to be all right. So what we have to start doing is focusing on the solution, not the problem. And what can I learn from this? And remember, the opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to learn from the problem. And so that's pretty much the tip of the week. It's very simple. It's very straightforward, but not too many people practice it. And we have to start practicing coming from a place of, I'm going to own my life and I'm not going to continue to be the victim. That's the way that we have to start living. Take ownership of your life. Take ownership of your challenges, your battles, whatever you're having, your mistakes. Take ownership and tell yourself, everything is my fault. At the end of the day, everything is your fault. And that's the way that we have to live our lives. And so if you want to start taking ownership of your life, I want to invite you to a free...
That's a beautiful segue,
but powerful coaching session with myself. So what I'm offering you is creating a strategy for that big vision you desire, eliminating the fear that is stopping you from taking action on that big goal, that big desire, whether it's the fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of caring about what people think or say about you, fear of stepping out of your comfort zone, or fear of not feeling worthy. We will eliminate that fear and pretty much have you tap into your potential so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. So if you want to reach out to me, send an email at ibelieveinmyselfcoaching@gmail.com. Or you can also check out my website at ibelieveinmyself.org, and we will get you rocking and rolling so that you can take your life to the next level. This is the Common Good Radio Show, sponsored by Veterans Rescue Mission. We will be right back.
Dear Alyssa, the How-To Guide to Social Change by John McClane is the inside look to the life of a man that served through war, politics, homelessness, and drug addiction. And he turned it all into an opportunity to teach and help others, culminating into the making of the book, Dear Alyssa, a how-to guide to social change designed for the author's daughter. Go to Amazon.com to order a copy of Dear Alyssa, a how-to guide to social change today. Whether you want to know how to be an entrepreneur, get into politics, or just read an inspiring story.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I'm offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back one more again to the Common Good Radio Show. And God bless you for listening, because we are brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. It's a homeless veteran transition program that has been trying our darndest to pair as many veterans as we possibly could with housing, with benefits to help minimize veteran suicide. So please go to veteranrescuemission.org. See what else we do and how you can help out, because this show, the book, Dear Alyssa, How To Guide to Social Change, the documentary, Here Comes That Dreamer, and about a little bit of everything that is Pastor John McClain has to do with, goes to Veteran Rescue Mission. So please help us however you can. And we had an awesome first segment, like usual. Andreas, like, he just brought it like a rock star. Like, I don't know if like talk radio has Mick Jagger other than Howard Stern and those other characters that we're not anything like, but yeah. Man, you just rocked out right now on that first segment.
Thanks,
so
man. Appreciate it.
Anybody that got to listen to that, lucky you. Those who didn't get to listen to that, go to kvoi.com or go to their YouTube page at KVOI, and you'll definitely be able to see what Andreas just put up on the board there. Well done, brother.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
And now we're going to get to what is one of my favorite segments, because I'm the one who gets to charge this. I have to follow your lead, though, so good luck to me. And I have Dr. J here in studio to root me on, so I feel good. And those who don't know, that is the Dr. Jennifer Herrera of Tucson International Academy and the author of Making College Come True. So this is, I'm guessing, probably many happy parents out there in Tucson that she helped their child get into college. So let's all applaud her, and I thank her for being here. And she's one of the people I look up to in the world. So
yeah.
I'm gonna try to show her right on and reading this or reading the book and doing Pastor John McClain's verse of the week, which this week, once again, you know, I have a favorite. It's almost like I have a new favorite verse, because this week we're gonna do once again 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13, because this just really resonates with me, especially this time of year. I think this is one that we should consider more often. You know, certainly love is something that we don't really consider, you know, even give thought to. But those who have your travel Bibles or want to just punch it into Google, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And it goes like this. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. So definitely I want you all to ruminate on that. Certainly take that with you as you spend time with your family, your loved ones this time of year. Be safe, be great, but certainly carry with you love.
Yep, absolutely.
And so now I want to get you started. Last week we read Dear Alyssa, How To Guide to Social Change by John McClain, chapter 1. This week we are going to read chapter 2. And I really look forward to sharing this with you, because this is me teaching you guys and my children, my oldest daughter, 17 years old, Alyssa, primarily how to be an entrepreneur, which this is fun. I sat down with Andreas and kind of went through this list with him at one time.
Yeah.
So this is cool to kind of be able to put it in a book. And chapter 1 goes like this. Entrepreneurship is the way to financial independence. When I came back from a long, miserable tour of Iraq, I was not sure what I was going to do for work. However, I knew I had no interest in holding down a job that a 20-year-old with no college experience and little real-life experience except that one would find in the belly of war could attain. I have never been one to not take chances and am constantly open to a good opportunity. This outlook had gotten me into just as much trouble as it had steered me toward success up to that point. But thankfully, I had my ears wide open when overhearing the possibility of acquiring pool maintenance customers. I was a fuel and water specialist in the Army, so I was pretty certain I could clean pools without any issue. I contacted the pool company that was going out of business and purchased the contracts for 25 customers. I would be tasked with cleaning their pools once every week. I purchased a little truck that was good on gas and got all the tools needed to clean a swimming pool as easy as possible with the money I had saved during my time in Iraq. I was off and running and as a full-fledged pool guy in his own full-fledged pool company. At first, it was really clunky because I had the tendency of overdoing it when I was just starting. It was difficult to gauge the expectations of new customers who had been receiving the same service week in and week out from the last pool company. However, once I got into the flow of things, after a few months and the loss of a few customers, there was a steady routine and steady financial equilibrium that I could rely on month in and month out. At that point, it would take me 3 days of about 5 hours of work each day to carry out the pool maintenance of about 30 pool customers, yielding about $2,000 take home a month. For a 20-something-year-old kid who should probably have been just starting college, I felt comfortable making $50 an hour to clean swimming pools, which is actually a really zen job to have. As zen as pool cleaning was, I had always been an ambitious young man, and that certainly didn't stop then. I began to take classes on pool repairs, marketing, networking, and public speaking. I used a little bit more of that Iraq money and became a pool and landscape contractor. I hired a guy from an ad on Craigslist to handle the pool maintenance, and I began to expand it into advertising for repairs. I also began to be more meticulous about the condition that my customers' swimming pool systems were in. The year was 2006, and after a year advertising in all of the traditional ways and untraditional ways, I bought several pool maintenance contracts from other pool businesses that were going out of business or had the habit of selling off their troubled clients yearly. Soon I had worked my way up to 100 pool maintenance customers, which brought home roughly $7,000 a month after paying my employee and taking care of the expense of the supplies. I was 23 at the time, and I grew up relatively poor, so I never saw that much money at one time before, but I knew I wanted more. Again, once I got into a good flow with acquiring repairs, smoothly scheduling the repair job and carrying out the job correctly the first time, I was at one point where I could count on good take-home pay in and month out. So that's all I'm going to read of Chapter 2 today. Definitely, if you guys want to get a copy of the book, you can get a copy at Amazon. Also, you can get it at herecomesthatdreamer.com or veteranrescuemission.com. Nice. We will have a showing of Veteran Rescue Mission, which we were talking about behind the scenes, January 24th at the Mercado San Agustin. So that's a pretty big deal. The ending venue for the All Souls procession will be doing an outdoor showing. Oh, nice. Socially distanced, COVID friendly. We'll actually be handing out blankets. It's going to be a pretty big deal, pretty big event. So
cool.
I'm excited for that. Definitely for those out there that want to get more information about that, go to herecomesthatdreamer.com. Also go to veteranrescuemission.org, as we've mentioned a couple times, to pay support, to get tickets to that, to get involved in any way you possibly can. And as you can imagine, we need as much help as we can possibly get to try to connect veterans with the services that they need. So please come take a tour of our property, come donate however you can, and we certainly need as many donations as we possibly can this time of year and all times of year. Thank you again for listening to Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz, and we'll be back with Dr. J after this break.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to VeteranRescueMission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back again. If you are bright enough and smart enough and wise enough to stick around, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with the... I'm going to do it right. Andres Ruiz.
There you go.
Perfect. Of I Believe in Myself.
Perfecto.
If those have not checked out the I Believe in Myself on the online, please do. Also go on the Facebook. Also go on the Andres Ruiz Facebook page and check us out. We are live right now. If you were listening right now, you could see me waving at you, and you'd be like, "Oh, look, John's waving at me, and he's talking to me at the same time." Look, we're all waving at you. Look at you. So here we are, and we are ready to party. And guess what? You are double lucky because you got to hear Dr. J. Dr. J in the house.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what it is. And those who don't know Dr. J, which there aren't too many who don't, but those who don't, this is the superintendent of Tucson International Academy and the author of Making College Come True. So if you haven't been in a room with a big deal, sorry for you, but I am.
Yeah.
So there you go. Thank you for being here with us, Dr. J.
Oh, my
always.
Pleasure. You know that. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we're family.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's weird. Like the weeks that you're not in studio, I feel like something's not here. Like something's missing.
It's that energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll get there. So like all of us are just in the room together, just brainstorming all day, making awesome things come true.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yep. Yeah, one day.
Love it.
But until then, you're going to finish explaining to us how to make college come true. Because you wrote a book about it, and I know within this book, there are 10 keys that we have really been narrowing down pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And today, the key that we are going to narrow down is number 7. And that is to, with an exclamation point at the end, just in case you don't know, think big.
Think big, people.
Mm-hmm. It's time to think big.
That's right.
Because if you want, you're just trying to survive, you're just trying to stay alive, you're just trying to live in this world, whew, I feel bad for you because you can do better than that.
It's no way to live like that. That's for sure. Not when you've got opportunities like we have.
Yeah, and we've all been there. We've all been in a place where we're just trying to get through it. I'm just trying to survive. Like, let me just live through this week. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a wedding I got to get through. I got a funeral I got to attend. Like, oh, let me just live. But in your book I was reading, you're discussing, okay, so in thinking big, when it comes to picking a college, and obviously this is Making College Come True, we'll circle back around to it. So in picking a college, like, how does thinking big apply?
Ooh, it really applies. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you a number of different ways it does. First of all, you need to frame up what you think college really is and what it's going to do for you.
Mm.
And so anyone who's been a part of our schools already knows college is way more than academics. It's not like you're taking English, you know, composition 1 because you want to be a better writer. It's because they want to sharpen your writing skills so that in your profession you show that professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're getting sharpened, you're certainly not learning something new. A second thing is you don't take biology when you're an educator who's not going to teach biology, other than it's a nice general knowledge thing. Why do you need general knowledge outside of your area? I just want to be an elementary teacher. Why should I take that? Because if you want to talk with other educated people, you need to have a background in things that aren't your forte. You can't just specialize only in what you like. You can, but it will limit your opportunities and your open doors. If you can talk a little biology with someone who's a biologist, they may just invite your kids to come see their research institution that does oceanography as entrepreneurs for 12 different labs, which I just met a guy last night who does that. And he may be open at his stage in life to creating a camp for kids who can go and see what biologists really do. And so see, the segue is easy. I am educating kids who are some going to end up in biology, but if I had no background in biology at all and never took it in college, I wouldn't have the same level of expertise in it. So it's just something, you're getting a general education while getting a specific education at the same time. And you just have to trust that it's all going to work out. Now, what did I not enjoy? I did not enjoy philosophy. I thought I would enjoy that. I did not. It just made me mad, the well, their terms and the way they frame things. But I took it, and guess what? Now I can understand when people talk about philosophy, I have basic knowledge of it, so at least I can follow the conversation and not just block that person out and say, oh, I don't like philosophy.
Yeah, I took a logic class once. I don't know if you ever took a logic class. It drove me mad. Seeing a math problem with words, I was going crazy.
What do we need words? I thought math was real numbers.
Yeah,
right?
But after I was done with it, like you're saying, I learned a lot. Like even to understand a fallacy and to be able to like frame a sentence in a way that I didn't know before.
That's totally the purpose of it. The purpose of a college education is expansion. You're getting expanded in your mind. It may seem like unnecessary, but in the end, it is not. And that's the whole thing we try to tell our kids. So thinking big means you think beyond your immediate goals. Well, I want to do this, I want to do that, and then I'm done. Okay, that's good. That's a good place to start, and it's good to have a plan. But I say, let that just be your first level, phase one, because you're going to come to a point where you master all that and life gets boring again. And when you're bored in life, what do? You get into trouble usually. So instead of getting into trouble, why not expand to phase two? Something similar, something you can benefit and give back, something that you can do that's going to contribute. So thinking big means think beyond yourself. Don't just make it all about you. Yes, you have to focus on your studies, and yes, you have to get the grades and finish, but you also will benefit yourself and the whole world if you think big. So think big. What are the problems in the world that that need solved? That's the Mike Murdoch quote that says the amount of money you'll make is equivalent to the size of the problem in the world you are solving.
So how would you say you applied that? We got about a minute and a half till we go out here. How would you say you applied that in your life?
In my life, it was a matter of being an educator in a, I thought it was a fairly successful district, a large district here in Tucson, and being able to see some of the holes in it, because every organization can be strengthened, but it's such a large machine that it's hard to address those small holes. I thought, well, as a smaller school, I could address that, and I could catch those kids that are falling through the cracks. So that's how it applied for me. I said, that's the problem I want to solve. And who are those people falling through the cracks? Hispanics that wanted to go up just didn't know the system well enough because they're too new to America or too new to the system. And being able to guide them through the system, I love that, because I don't like paperwork either. And if I can help people with theirs so that they can go higher, that's like a joy. It's like, that's interesting. We together beat the system.
it's nice. It's weird that you say that, because I'm the same way. I owned a moving company once, just a weird thing I did. And in that moving company, I hate moving myself. Like, I hate it. It's one of the biggest things. But to move other people for a decent amount of money, I was just fine to do that. So that's cool that you applied that. And definitely, you guys tune in. We'll be back after these messages. We got Dr. J here in the studio. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Dear Alyssa, the How-To Guide to Social Change by John McClain is the inside look to the life of a man that served through war, politics, homelessness, and drug addiction. And he turned it all into an opportunity to teach and help others. culminating into the making of the book, Dear Alyssa, a how-to guide to social change designed for the author's daughter. Go to Amazon.com to order a copy of Dear Alyssa, a how-to guide to social change today. Whether you want to know how to be an entrepreneur, get into politics, or just read an inspiring story.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. You better enjoy, because we got one last segment here with the Dr. J. I'm Woo-hoo. Pastor John McClain. I got my Batman to my Superman, the Raggedy to my Ann. I don't know the peanut butter to my jelly. I got Andres Ham Ruiz. There we go. I got the cheese to my hamburger. I don't know. I got my boy here with me.
There you go.
I believe in myself. And we got the most awesome, I don't know, I want to think like co-host in here with us, and Dr. Jennifer Herrera of Tucson International Academy. The esteemed author of Making College Come True, just changing the world, like on air and off air. We're just talking about how do we change the world, and I feel like I have a teacher in you, a teacher in the teacher. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
That's right. I like 100%. That. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, the teacher in studio with us.
Absolutely.
And we were, before we went to break and paid esteemed love to our sponsors, we were talking about key number 7. This is thinking big. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, you know, making your decision and for college, and I think and beyond. But I guess in your book, Dr. J, in Making College Come True, you mentioned a Michael Jordan quote that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You know, I really like that. I mean, and also that one and the Mike Murdoch quote really stuck out to me, but I really like that in reference to the notion of thinking big. Can you expand on that for us?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So sometimes when you see a problem in the world, you have some ideas about how to solve it, and you go down that path. You start, you know, creating your systems or creating like information you think is going to help. Mm-hmm. And then you find out it's not being effective, but you wouldn't know. But then you find out when it's not effective, it's effective in 3 of the 4 areas, but this 4th area, not quite. So you just adjust the 1/4 area, mm-hmm. and now you're 100%, and you're starting to be more and more effective. And that's what happened with Tucson International Academy. We first just started helping the way we thought we could. Mm-hmm. Then we saw a few holes, and we said, okay, so for this, what could we do? For that, what can we do? What are the resources out there? And to be honest, there are a lot of resources for helping people concerning everything college. Mm-hmm. Money, just the forms, writing the essay, figuring out what you want to major in and how you're going to pay back any loans. All of that is part of what you need to do when you're considering college. So I love that. And so Michael Jordan, you know, how did he get so good? He just plain put in more time. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at he even has that recent movie that they did on him, mm-hmm. and he talks about it over and over again. It's so simple. While everyone else did 2 hours of shooting free throws, he did 6 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's like twice, like three. I mean, that's like, I don't know my percentages too well there.
Yeah,
but
multiples of it. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A whole lot more shots that he was practicing. Mm-hmm. So no wonder he could hit them all the time.
Yeah.
And that's how he began to stand out. He just plain put the time and the focus in. And that's another thing too. I think Andresa, as a coach, would definitely echo this, that you you can put time in on things, but what quality of time are you giving that thought or that skill? Mm-hmm. And if it's focused and you're really concentrating and you're working on technique as you do it, mm-hmm. then you are going to have the win big time. And that's mm-hmm. what Michael Jordan says all the time. I've seen so many of his videos and they're all uplifting, but they all point to one thing. If you do the work and you focus and you keep you keep your eye on the prize, you basically will get the prize. And he just loved sports and even enough to try baseball for a period. And I think that's just speaks volumes. And it also opens people's minds up to what's possible. There's a lot of people who want to be a star, but they don't want to do the work. There's a lot of people who want to be in movies, but the actual movie is 5% of the work. 95% of doing movies is getting the job, preparing, dancing, singing, speaking, memorizing. I mean, there is so much more that goes into it. So be ready to do the work. Getting a college degree is the same thing. You can go and just do the classes, but you will not have a true college degree. A true college degree is where you have experiences, where you get yourself immersed into the college environment, where you're around thinkers. You go to some of the speakers they have come in. I got to see President Gerald Ford for free at my university. Nice. I saw like 5 or 6 Broadway plays that my university brought in, and we got to see it for free. We saw Bill Cosby in person. We saw Red Skelton before he, I mean, this was a long time ago. I'm dating myself. You guys were in diapers, but I was in college. So just saying, that is a big part of college, was getting exposure to these people. And I mean, college offers so much more. Be in clubs. I know two girls who went to college who went into the Hawaiian club. You know, what does the Hawaiian club do? Just plans luau's. Okay, that's a great thing. It's a great skill. Now they're teachers. Guess what? They're going to probably put on the best Hawaiian luau for the kids.
Best parties. That's right. They're the ones, Well, I was just thinking, like, in reference to that, in thinking big, like, I'll turn it back to you, because I know, you know, you've dealt with it and you have a lot of good ideas. I'm sure you've had self-doubt kind of creep up with you on stuff. Like, how do you deal with the self-doubt when you want to think big, but then you're like, well, maybe I can't, maybe, you know, how do you deal with it? How have you dealt with it in your life?
The best way I ever dealt with it, and I still deal with it this way today, is I silence people that are speaking those things to me. I either silence them with, I remember I was getting a lot of blowback because it took me 10 years to finish my PhD. And I just remember taking it from some people I grew up with. And finally I said, I'll tell you what, when you get your PhD, or how about if you just get your master's degree, then you can talk to me that way. Until then, shut up. Guess what they did? Zip. I didn't say anything. It only took one time, and then I smiled and joked, but they were like, I don't think she was joking when she said that. They're right, I wasn't.
I get that. I mean, definitely, especially, and I think we've talked about this before, and like when I help people on the streets, and sometimes, I mean, most people are really nice, but every now and again I'll get somebody that's real cross at me, and I'm on the street. Sometimes I'm sleeping out there, like I'm not in a safe place, I'm in a vulnerable place. But even the toughest, most bad criminal, if I speak to him with righteousness, like kind of just what's honest and true, whether you like it or not, then even the toughest guy turns around and realizes this is what it is, whether you like it or not.
That is so true. I think I even saw that in your documentary. There was a couple of times where some tough things were happening, but even a female took care of a very large male. You know, it was like, wow. But she was speaking from her heart. That passion came out. And in that case, it turned it around. And I think that does happen with me as well. Like, you could have an upset parent or an upset student or an upset community member or an upset, you know, everybody's upset. And you just have to say, well, you know, this is what I can offer you, and this is what we're doing. And, you know, you can either invite them into it, or you can just explain it to them so that you have listened to them. And then I find they walk away. So it's like big ideas are not going to come without some conflict. And unfortunately, the conflict usually comes from your own family. And so you just have to know that ahead of time and get yourself around people who do think big. That's what I did. And I was fortunate. My husband was a thinker that was big, and he always supported me. But I did need to go outside outside of that because, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't want to put him at risk, you know, financially and with my big ideas. Mm-hmm. So I went beyond and got some input from people who had done some pretty crazy things, as in the Tony Robbins coaching crew. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. When I coached with Tony Robbins group for 5 years, the ideas that they came up with and how they handled crisis, and then coaching so many people and helping them see how they would step through to victory and their big ideas. And boy, does it make a difference. It's mindset, and it's who your environment, who you're hanging out with. So if you can't, you might say, oh, but there's nobody I know that thinks big. Well, there's all kinds of online communities. Mm-hmm. There's radio shows like this one that definitely thinks big. Yeah. I mean, what you're doing, Andres, what you're doing, John, I mean, this is big thought here. And it's a thought that turned into an action that now is something that is benefiting, you know, whoever's has ears to hear.
Mm-hmm. And you can feel the energy right now with us. You can feel the energy. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. This energy you won't find just anywhere. And what I love about you is that you continue to test, fail, you fill that gap, and you're just like such a go-getter. I know if I could put my money on somebody, I would put my money on you, because you just go for it, man. I'm serious. So that's what I really love about you. You know, like, just test and fail, and she still succeeds. You know, that's the only way you can succeed. So I love that about you.
Yeah, and just in reference to what you're talking about, kind of just, you know, finding people that are, you know, big thinkers, surround yourself with with that.
Yeah.
They're out there. You know, it's just a matter of looking at and kind of just in connecting what, you know, this book, Making College Come True, like, go into college, go into those communities of growth and of progress. You're going to find other people that want to grow and want to progress. So, I mean, those who, and including myself, that are, you know, kind of find ourselves stuck on upper limit issues, you know, it is stepping into uncomfortable spots that make those things happen. So I guess, that's, you know, kind of like we have about a minute and a half to close out.
Sure.
Give us one last update, or one more update on the happenings at TIA and you know, how you guys are handling all the fun over there.
Well, I tell you what, it's an ongoing adventure.
I bet.
And we meet challenges. Instead of calling them problems, we call them challenges, because that's what life has. And a challenge is different than a problem, in that a challenge is something that allows you to grow. Mm-hmm. And so we're growing through the pandemic issues. People's fear is what it is. And, you know, we may or may not have the same level of fear, but we're learning to respect where everyone is at. We are learning to help educate kids and to hold them accountable. And so that's been really helpful. Like, just stepping back and trying to see it through each person's eyes. And we're finally really seeing some growth. We were really concerned that a bunch of kids were going to get held back, but I can see that with us just being honest with them and saying, look, you know, this happened all through people who were born in the early 1900s. They had war after war after, you know, trauma with the Depression and then Vietnam and then Korean War. I mean, they had nothing but crazy setbacks, and they made it. So we can make it. Absolutely. And that's what the word is. That's how we're handling it.
Well, that's Dr. Jennifer Herrera, Tucson International Academy, the author of Making College Come True. I am Pastor John McClain, here with my buddy, Andreas Ruiz, with I Believe in Myself. It's the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. You tune in to 10:30 a.m. next week, KBOA.com. Thank you for listening. God bless.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.